Communication centers facilitate physical and spiritual needs in Pakistan. Believers prepare for another wave in India. And a Christian gathering purposes to face identity theft head-on in 2006. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Bliss. Pakistan tops today's news, where two communication centers are facilitating aid organizations to meet the needs of earthquake victims there. Set up by PACTEC, Mission Aviation Fellowship's humanitarian subsidiary, the centers are also opening doors for the gospel. MAF's Kevin Swanson says the Pakistani military asked PACTEC if they could put on a Christmas party for the aid workers, including reading the biblical Christmas story.
They were able to, together with Pakistani military people and folks that have maybe never even heard the Christmas story before, read God's word. Let it speak for itself. And they said that in the course of this Christmas party, that when they were reading the Christmas story, it was absolutely silent.
Swanson says the needs are still overwhelming and prayer is needed.
We never know how God is going to work and how He is working in and through situations like this. We just continue to pray that God will use our people in the way that He wants to bring the transformation to the lives of those that need it.
Next, as the tsunami coverage focuses on new hope, there's a dark future for many of the disaster's orphans. Hope Givers International's Bill Brace says the Indian government gives families block grants for taking in orphans. It's what happens next that's problematic.
Once that money is released to the villages, we believe that a lot of these children will then be abandoned because the families that took them in will get their payment for having been like foster parents for these children, and then the money will run out. And gradually more and more of these children will end up on the streets again.
Bray says that leaves a wide open field for evangelistic opportunity. Their teams are working to build orphan homes in anticipation of the growth.
For Hope Givers, that gives us another opportunity to reap a harvest of children who will be abandoned. And because the homes are already established in the community and are being established, then people will know they can place the children there.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Recent delays at the customs office in New Delhi wound up giving a seminary an unexpected gift. Christian Resources International's Fred Palmerton says they shipped a full container of resources back in November. After considerable delay, the container arrived at the seminary on Christmas Eve.
It was 32,000 pounds of seminary books and mixed Christian books, and they're going to be very, very useful for them in their studies, resource materials for research.
Even more than the resources for current study, though, Palmerton says the library is an encouragement for the graduates, too.
The library at the seminary will be open for their use once they get on the field to come back and use those for writing sermons and help with street evangelizing and setting up churches.
And 550 college students gathered in Atlanta, Georgia this week, intent not only on transition, but on transformation in the new year. The Atlanta 05 gathering is InterVarsity Christian Fellowship's National Black Collegiate Conference, focusing on Christian leadership development. Closing speaker was Reverend Byron Williams. He charged the gathering,
"We are the ones sitting in this room that have the burden of bringing good news to places that don't have it. So I encourage you to go everywhere and take the fire of your faith. You see, church, it's our job to turn midnight into morning, turn despair into deliverance, turn mental rigor mortis into spiritual resurrection, turn the beaten down into the upward bound. If the Spirit of the Lord is upon you, if you know Jesus for yourself, if you've been filled with the Holy Ghost, you will be blessed. You will be strengthened."
The conference theme, Identity Theft, Expose, Reclaim, Prevail, was aimed at creating a new identity perspective for Black Christians who want to transform their culture. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News is making available Rick Warren's Ministry Toolbox, a weekly newsletter that helps church leaders guide congregations into better health in worship, fellowship, discipleship, ministry, and evangelism. It's free. Sign up by calling our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 or go to our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.